Ray Foley on Today FM.
Ray Foley's my name. There's my friend JP.
Hello there.
And my other radio troubadour, Ciara King, joins us.
Hello, Ray. Hello, JP.
It's a troubadour. That's a like word that I plucked out of my head, but I have no idea really. The like a performer, is it?
Yeah, I think it refers to like a performer who travels and tours around the place.
When I think troubadour, I think someone like spinning a stick around. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of.
Yeah, I just left it outside.
Could you go home bringing your twirly stick? That's not a troubadour. That's something else, isn't it? What's the name of the person that
majorette though?
Yeah. Ciara King.
She's Ciara King.
Here's Ciara King. That was absolutely gorgeous.
That was fab.
It's a shame I had to say it myself. So Ciara's here, and you're a bit early actually, because I wanted to do the apology before we got into the movies and TV for this week.
Okay.
We have found ourselves. And this is not a common occurrence, is it, JP? No. We found ourselves in a situation where I have to make a public, official apology.
Oh dear.
On the air for something I said a few months back. And
did you really have to involve me?
You can sit it out if you want.
Yeah, we're just taking care of business.
Okay.
You can sit it out if you want. But one, I don't like being in this position, because I sort of feel like it's not really my fault, actually. A few months ago on the air, I said some pretty offensive stuff about a particular cohort of our audience. And a lot of things were said.
Yeah.
We'll turn off the music, actually, because this is serious. Yeah. A lot of things were said sort of
In the heat of the moment.
Yeah,
you have to say that.
And I said things when I was amped up and I was emotional and I was getting the news and saying it. Expressing my true feelings at the same time, which is not a good idea. And I should have prepared this, but I think the right thing to do is to say sorry. When you know you've done wrong, or you've said things that shouldn't have been said, the really important thing is that once you have the opportunity to correct it, you do that.
And that's like hold yourself to account, I suppose.
That's what I want to do today.
I would say to you, Ray, as a friend, I would say don't be too hard on yourself, because
it's their fault.
I'm not saying that
okay.
either. Sorry. Like, you were in a vulnerable place.
I was totally right to do it, because they made me do it.
No, I'm not saying that either.
Well, it seemed like it was their fault.
I think, at the time, I was saying the things
that needed to be said.
I think there were good people on both sides, is what I would say.
Fine people on both sides.
Correct. You were in a vulnerable place. You lashed out.
I did lash out. And I think, I was calling these people out on air. I was saying, we're going outside for a fight, really, is nearly what I was saying.
You were.
I was, Ciara.
Ciara, please don't laugh.
Sorry, I know you find this hard to believe. I'm so uncomfortable.
I know you don't think I'm a violent man.
You're uncomfortable.
But I nearly went to... I went to a dark place.
It was a heated situation is what it was.
It was just a few short months ago. I'll set the scene for you, Ciara, because you might have missed it. These listenership, JNLRs, the listenership figures.
I've heard of them.
So they came out a few months ago and we lost 2,000 listeners.
Okay.
2,000.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're here every afternoon. Biggest and best show on Irish radio in the afternoons.
Well, like, slow your roll there, pal. I mean,
terms and conditions apply.
Oh, no, guys. It totally is. Sorry.
Let's get serious.
Yeah, okay.
This is a serious apology. So, we lost 2,000 listeners. And, yeah, I said some things about those people about, like, you know, they can go F themselves.
Effectively, it's what he said, Jim.
And, you know, if you think you're going to find better elsewhere, then be my guest. Yeah, sure, flick around. Be my guest, flick around.
You were like a jealous ex-boyfriend.
No, I was fine. I was fine. You know, if you think the grass is always greener on the other side, well, flick over to the other side and
go
find
ahead,
out.
Go around the place, these, sample other things.
You know,
yeah.
It's... You know, we've got, we're like 150, 160,000 people listening. Like, it was all still fine. 2,000, a drop in the bucket. 2,000 people turning off the show. Like, in the scheme of things, not a big deal. But yeah, I said some things about those 2,000 people. And obviously, I said it behind their back.
Yeah, and you can hear it on the listen back if you go seek it out.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. So... I said some nasty things about those people, that they were jumping ship, that they were terrible people, that I wanted them all to die. They could rot in hell. Yeah. There were lots of things.
You didn't take it well.
I didn't take it well. I'm not making excuses. I want to be held accountable. I want to be accountable for this. But I want to say sorry, because... The new listenership figures came out yesterday, and they came back.
The 2,000 came back.
No, 14,000 joined. So those 2,000 went off and found another 12,000. And all they were doing actually was they were just turning off the radio so they could go and make calls to their pals and their friends and say, guys, you got to turn on Foley in the afternoon.
Kind of like that scene in Braveheart when then they all come over the hill.
That's what it is. And they're all flashing their arses at the English.
Yeah.
That's what it was. All look at them all, flashing their arses, blue paint on their faces.
Those lovely arses.
Yeah, do you know what? And that's the thing I want to say to those 2,000 that left. And then the new 12,000 that have joined us, as we're at 169,000 listeners to this absolute joke shop of a radio show in the afternoon. I would like to say to you, you all have lovely arses. Thank you. And thank you, genuinely though. Aside from all that mess, thanks so much for turning us on. We love you!
I got this feeling.
This feeling is amazing. And we get to do this every day.
It goes electric,
because of you.
When I turn it on.
You get us. Thank you so much.
Ray Foley on Today FM.